From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our program. We will be looking at one of the best-known statements of the Saviour today in our Bible study. It is found in John chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. But more about that in just a moment. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I will be playing another extract from our featured sermon. It's a sermon preached by Dr. John Douglas in our church a few weeks ago. The sermon centers upon Ezekiel chapter 37, in which is found the vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. The contents of the chapter is a picture of what God is going to do in Israel at a future date. Indeed, God has already begun to fulfill this prophecy. You will enjoy the extract tonight, indeed the whole sermon, for we are offering a copy of it on tape to any listener who contacts us. Our hymn this morning is the old favourite, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. After we enjoy it, we will be turning to John chapter 8 and the verse 12. Turning to John chapter 8 and the verse 12, our subject is Jesus, the light of the world. That verse reads, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Who is it but would admit that there are statements in this chapter 8 from the lips of the Lord Jesus, which are, as Peter said, of some of Paul's writings, hard to be understood. The difficulties, of course, are a result of the dullness of our minds, of our spiritual vision. As Paul said, For now we see through a glass, darkly. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the verse 12. But Christian, A time is coming when we will see perfectly. In the meantime, it is our duty to study and to pray that the Lord will give us understanding of His Word. Do you recall the psalmist's prayer? Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119 and the verse 18. Let that be our prayer today. While there are difficult statements here in this chapter, there is also that which we may grasp easily and study. This verse before us is just one such statement. I am the light of the world. Let us learn from this that without Christ, the world lies in darkness. If Christ is the light, then where there is nothing of His grace and blessing, there is total darkness. History testifies to this. Wherever Christ is unknown, then darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Isaiah 60, verse 2. When the gospel sun has set, then a darkness that is impenetrable descends upon the people. How important it is to maintain a gospel testimony in our land. Christian, pray for the good success of the preaching of Christ. It must also be noted that Christ is the light of the world. He is not a light, but the light. Christ is not one branch of a chandelier. The scribe, of whom the Saviour said, "Thou art not far from the kingdom," had the matter right. For he stated, "There is one God, and there is none other but He." Mark chapter 12, verse 32. Paul said the same, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. This is a day in which men's religious sensitivities are deemed more important than the truth of God. We are told that we must not say that which may offend another man's religious views. But what if that other man is wrong in his religious views? Must we desist from telling him the truth, lest we offend him? Which is better, risk offending a person's feelings by telling them that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that in Christ alone there is salvation from sin, or avoid offence and allow that person to continue in ignorance out into a lost eternity? To me, there seems no doubt as to the proper course of action for the true Christian. There is only one Redeemer, and mankind must be told of Him or perish everlastingly in hell. Politeness does not come into it. What doctor would remain silent regarding a patient's illness because he knew that it would upset him to hear the truth? Would you wish to have such a doctor as your GP? Would you prefer that he hide the truth from you regarding an illness? Or would you rather that he told you so that you could seek effective treatment? I know what your answer must be to such a question. Likewise, the preacher of God's word must faithfully proclaim the truth in as simple a manner as possible. Speaking the truth in love, we must seek to warn all to flee to the only Saviour, Jesus Christ. He is the only light of the world. What the sun is in our solar system, so is Christ to this world of sinners. The sun is the only source of heat, of light, of life. So it is with the Lord Jesus. Do you know him as your Savior today? We may avail of the benefits of this wonderful light. We are told by the Savior to follow him and enjoy the light of life. How many never benefit from the shining of the brightness of Christ? How many persist in walking in darkness and avoiding the light? Earlier in this gospel, Christ spoke of such a people. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. John 3:19. Those that prefer the ways and the works of darkness turn from the light of the gospel. In the light of the gospel we see our own sinfulness. Indeed, that is the only place where we will see just how sinful and lost and undeserving we are. Those upon whom the light of the gospel has shined have no quarrel with the statement, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23. They see themselves for what they are in the light of Christ. Furthermore, they see how a sinner may be saved. What a mystery this is! What must I do? How can these things be? Such are the responses of men to the gospel. But in its light, understanding dawns. On the day of Pentecost, a cry went up from troubled hearts. What shall we do? Acts 2:37. They were looking for light, and that day it dawned. Peter and the other apostles answered their cry, "Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourself from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 2:38-41. Peter had earlier that day said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Verse 21. That's what they did. They called, and they were saved. May the light of Christ fall upon your heart today, and show to you your need of salvation, and how it may be obtained by faith in Christ, by calling on the name of the Lord. Join me around God's word again this evening. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.